Hello and welcome to another episode of Write It Up, a podcast all about the ins, the outs, and the in-betweens of self-publishing. I am your host, P.E. Craven, or you can call me Paige. I am a romantic fantasy author, and I've been self-publishing since 2023, really started my journey in 2020, as well as a lot of other self-published authors. And I'm so glad you're here. Today we are kicking off a mini series, and I am going to try to keep these episodes on the shorter side because our guest episodes, our episodes with guests on them, tend to be a little bit longer, and they are so full of great information. So I want to leave time for you guys to really get in and enjoy those. Today's mini episode or mini series starts off an exploration of theme and why it's important to you as a self-published author. So we're going to kick it back to our school days a little bit today, and then we'll get a little bit more specific on how theme is important for things like branding and marketing and just your overall flow as a self-published author. So without much further ado, welcome to the show. Okay, so theme. To give you a little bit of context, I was a high school English teacher. So this is right in my wheelhouse. It's something that I love to explore. I have the potential to be very long-winded, so I am actually going to be watching the clock to try and make sure I'm staying on task. But it is a great idea to kind of think of as a self-published author because we are not tied to a lot of the same rules and expectations that traditionally published authors are. And we'll kind of talk about that a little bit. However, sometimes it's easy to release yourself from the rules so much that you almost forget what the purpose of storytelling and writing is to begin with. And I think taking it back a step and thinking about things like theme and plot structure and just like those really, really academic features in storytelling, in literature, in writing in general, can be extremely helpful. So before we start, I had this question that came up in a conversation with some other indie authors, and they got really, we kind of were talking about some ideas of what the miniseries could be about, and the idea of theme came up. And we all got really excited and we were talking about it. And one of these questions that came up was, there's this feeling that you get when you read a book where the story is good, but sometimes it just feels as though there is a, like, just a piece that is missing. A piece that's missing from the storytelling. And a big reason for that is theme. There's some sort of theme, there's some sort of message or meaning that is missing from the overall story. It's like if you have a picture and it's not framed, you know, it's missing a little bit of elevation to the experience of seeing that painting. And before we really get into that, I want to take a few minutes to kind of distinguish between some really common vocabulary that you'll find when we're talking about theme. And this is not to say, like, most of the listeners here are probably going to understand these terms. Most of us are going to be very familiar with them because we'll have talked to editors about them or beta readers or alpha readers or ARC readers or other authors about these terms already. However, for a lot of us, it's been a long time since we've been in school. For a lot of us, maybe English in traditional school was not something we thrived at and we kind of missed some items. That's okay. This can be a moment to kind of catch up and like get a better understanding of the craft. But also it's just a good refresher as well. So theme and plot are not the same, obviously. Plot is the action, the things that are happening, bum, 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 right? Those are those bullet points of this happened and this and this and this and this. Your tropes. Tropes do intertwine with your theme. If you know your theme really well, a lot of times your tropes are going to be very easy to slide them like into the theme. But your tropes are more like style choices. Some people will explain them as like cliches devices, like storytelling devices that you can use. These are just, they're more like style. So, you know, in fashion, if you have a dress with a certain cut, you might have a sweetheart neckline. You might have an empire waist. You might have, like a drop skirt. You might have high-waisted pants. So those are like the tropes, you know, found family, enemies to lovers. What else? Meet cute, grumpy sunshine. Like those are your tropes. They're like the style of the storytelling. These are devices that can help carry the story, and they will fit very securely with your theme as well. Like if you have themes that involve identity, you might have found family. That is probably going to be a really big part of your theme. If you have, you know, if your theme has to do with like conventional gender roles, well, Grumpy Sunshine, where the female character is the grump, that might go with the theme. So they are going to play really close together with each other. Now, themes. Before we do that, I am going to do a little bit of an English lesson, because a lot of times you'll hear somebody ask the question, oh, well, what are some themes in your story? And you may be tempted to say, oh, it's love and identity and struggle. It's destiny. My book is about war. Okay, none of that is a theme. So you're going to have to pump the brakes real quick. That's not a theme. Those are thematic topics. Thematic topics are these big ideas, these huge topics and ideas that deal with being human, or that are specific. So these thematic topics really relate to being human. They could even be about food, culture, family, style, fashion, any sort of really large, like umbrella idea. That's going to be a thematic topic. Now your theme is really going to be a sentence. It's going to be a statement. Your theme is the overall message that you want your audience to walk away with, okay? So it could be how, food is a great way to get an insight to somebody's culture and how that reflects an individual's identity within the larger group, right? That's a statement. So we know, like, in the story, food is obviously going to be a really critical part of the story and part of the message. And then culture is obviously going to be a huge part of it. But then also we have that identity part. Normally, when I was teaching school, we would want the students to come up with three thematic topics in order to create their theme statements. Now, it doesn't always have to be three topics. It could be two, but very rarely is your thematic topic or your theme statement going to be just one topic. So it's not going to just be love. It's going to be love and what else? What about love? What are you trying to tell us about love? Is it that not even war is powerful enough to stop love when it's meant to be. Okay. So that's a little really quick lesson on theme and thematic topics. That's important because, especially when you start working with an editor, when you start marketing, those are the types of things that you're going to really want to have in your back pocket. And it doesn't mean that you start your story knowing exactly what your theme is. Sometimes you don't know when you first start writing. There's several times within my writing with novels that as I'm writing, as I'm doing my first read through, as I'm doing my second read through, as I'm working with the editor, themes are starting to pop out that I didn't realize were there before, because when you're in the midst of it, you don't always see all the pieces that are coming together. So, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of exposure to your own work to really hone in on what the theme of your book is going to be. But this is important because there's a few reasons why you really want to be clear about your themes as a self-published author. So one of the things you want to think about is if you have a backlog, if you have several different novels already published, or if this is your first novel, when you start to break down themes that are common in your work, it's going to help you develop your brand as an author. So if you ever go to a book convention, a fantasy convention, anything like that, a lot of authors will have a tagline. Usually those taglines are going to relate to themes that are really common in their work. So for example, my tagline is "Our Destiny, Our Terms." So the meaning behind that is that my characters, almost all of them, are facing some sort of pivotal, life-changing experience that is going to change the trajectory of their fate, of their destiny. Sometimes it is events that are predestined. Sometimes, in fantasy, these are circumstances where gods or deities or spirits or, you know, some sort of powerful outer source has interfered and set up the events that are taking place. However, the characters are determined to create their own fate in spite of destiny trying to take hold. So they are making their lives happen. They are making the future happen on their own terms, regardless of what else is going on. So in all of my books, you will see that where, you know, the characters are really up against destiny, but they are, you know, making bold choices to move forward. So that helps my readers know, okay, well, you know, fate is probably going to be a big part of these stories. Destiny, identity is a huge part of my stories. And that has become part of my branding. Also, if you have a theme in mind, it helps you craft a story that is intentional. It helps you craft a story that has a good readable flow, because you know at the end of the story, this is the thing I want my readers to walk away with. This is the little nugget that I want my readers to really know and understand. This is the little, you know, piece of me that I want my readers to carry with them. That's really what your theme is going to be. That's really what the messaging is going to be at the end of it. So speaking of messaging, if you know your theme, if you have a really strong thematic statement, it helps the messaging as you're trying to get your book out to the public. It'll feel more authentic. It's more well-rounded. It's easier for readers to digest. Overall, having a strong thematic statement is really like having your elevator pitch down in one sentence. If you can do that and start with that thematic statement, you're setting yourself up with your elevator pitch to just be, you know, smooth sailing. Now, we talked a little bit already about how self-publishing, we don't always follow the same rules and expectations as traditionally published authors. We have some rules that we're allowed to break, or it's not even like we're allowed to. We just don't have that rigid expectation in front of us. In traditional publishing, there are times where your editors or agents are potentially going to guide the author to try and include themes that are either trending or, you know, hitting a target audience, that are currently easy to market at the time. In self-publishing, we don't have those same expectations, so your options are really broad. You can really open yourself up. And I would say, I would encourage listeners to do that. Challenge yourself to come up with a thematic statement that is a little bit independent, a little bit individual to you, and what makes your storytelling unique compared to the traditional market. If anything we have learned, it's that indie authors are setting the market trends right now. So you don't have to feel beholden to what traditional publishing is expecting. You can branch out. You have that freedom. And so I would encourage listeners to really do that. Break free. Try writing down as many thematic topics as you can come up with and pick the ones that feel the most powerful and important to you, and then work that into your storytelling. So that, I think, actually that tip could be a really powerful way of, a really powerful exercise for authors. Write down as many thematic topics as you can come up with. There are some really good resources for English teachers as well. If you want to just look up, they have like posters with thematic topics. And you can use something like that to just look and then get some ideas. And then pick two and just write a thematic statement. Pick three and write a thematic statement. I have even seen theme statements that include four or five topics. That's okay, especially if it's a large book. If you are writing a really long novel, you might have several theme topics in your statement. So that's not a horrible situation to find yourself in. But, you know, push yourself to get creative and see how you can combine these theme topics and come up with a message that feels powerful, that feels important to your life right now, that feels relevant to you. And then, you know, if you want to take that a step further, you can try doing it as a writing exercise. See if you can write a short story. See if you can somehow work those into your current works in progress. So that's all I have for today. I did it. I kept it very short and sweet. Well, maybe not very, but I kept it short and sweet. Before I let you guys go, I want to take a moment to remind everybody that my next book, Oak, is coming out on September 16th. The pre-orders are currently live on my website. If you pre-order from my website ahead of time, then everybody who pre-orders a physical copy will get some surprise swag with their copy on when it is published. So I can't promise, because I'll be sending them out on my own, I can't promise that it'll be there on publication day, but I will try to have it as close as possible. The ebook is also up for pre-order on my website, but you can also order it on Amazon. It'll be on Kindle. I'm trying something a little bit new with this series. I'm going to try going wide with the Tree Kings series. So that would be Oak, Holly, and then the third book. By going wide, what I mean is I won't be doing it on Kindle Unlimited. I am planning to use Kobo Plus, iBooks, Kindle, and then as many other platforms as I can. And that way I have two series. I have one that is in Kindle Unlimited, and then I'll have one that is wide. And I can get some data to kind of see which one I prefer, which method I prefer. So it is on pre-order on Kindle right now. And you can go ahead and do that if you like, or pre-order the physical book on my website. And with that, that ends our episode of Write It Up. Next week, we're going to be talking about themes as a marketing superpower and where tropes fit in. So we kind of touched on that already, but we'll be getting even more specific on how tropes and themes work together and how that can level up your marketing as an indie author. So with that, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys on the next episode of Write It Up.